It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Daryl Slocum, the executive director of the Sonora Area Foundation, is joining us in studio this morning. It was a little over a year ago that he stepped into the role of executive director. It's been a very busy first year, and we'll talk about that here today. Mr. Slocum, thank you for coming on Motherlode Views.
Well, thank you for having me, BJ. I appreciate it.
First off, for anyone who's not familiar, what exactly is the Sonora Area Foundation?
That's a great question. The Sonora Area Foundation is a community foundation, which is an IRS designation. And the community foundation is a tax-exempt, nonprofit, publicly supported philanthropic organization with the long-term goal of building permanent named funds for the broad-based public benefit of the residents in a given area.
And the Sonora Area Foundation, how did it get started locally here?
The catalyst for the start of Sonora Area Foundation was Mr. Irving J. Simons, who was a local native, long-term resident, owned Hales and Simons. And Mr. Simons started the foundation back in 1989. They were incorporated, and the first board meeting was held in 1990. So they have been in existence for about 27 years.
Then you have a board of directors as well at the foundation?
We are governed by a board of directors. We have a terrific board, many of whom have been on the board for a very, very long time. Several of them work directly with Mr. Simons. So they have a terrific history and knowledge of what a community foundation does and are a great source of support for us.
Being the executive director, have you heard stories as to why Mr. Simons decided this was such a critical need here in the community, or why he decided to do this?
I love that question, BJ. Mr. Simons loved Tuolumne County, and Mr. Simons was motivated by a goal to have as much of his wealth placed in Tuolumne County as possible. When I go out and speak to various groups, I like to make the parallel that in today's world, people are talking about Warren Buffett and Zuckerberg and Bill Gates giving their fortunes away. Well, it turns out Mr. Simons was a trendsetter because he was ahead of the curve. He gave his wealth away because he wanted those dollars to be placed in Tuolumne County to do good.
When he set it up, were there certain types of projects that had different criteria and so forth that would receive money?
There was. There are specific projects that Mr. Simons had in mind, and those include programs for children, athletic programs, programs to support human services, feeding the hungry, for instance, the arts, and others.
And then when did you officially step in and become the executive director?
I started with the foundation last October, the beginning of October of 2016, but I had the pleasure of working side by side with Ed Wiley, who was the executive director for about 5 years before he officially retired on November 30th. So I consider my official date as December 1st.
As mentioned, it's been a busy first year for you. What have been kind of some of the main highlights?
Well, for me, it's been a whirlwind of learning. As a community foundation operating within IRS guidelines, there are a lot of rules and regulations that we have to adhere to, and of course I had to get up to speed to that. But I have excellent support from two long-term staff members, one of whom, Lynn Freer, celebrated her 20-year anniversary this year, and Kathy Neese has been with the foundation for about 18 years. So I had solid support there in getting me up to speed. But while that was transpiring, we just had an excellent year as it pertains to supporting programs in the community, giving out grants, and supporting charitable giving by hosting funds from businesses and individuals. And so that's been the focus of a lot of our work over the last year.
Seems like there have been a lot of grants that have been given over the past year by the Sonora Area Foundation. I saw you a couple weeks ago with the Interfaith, the cash drive. You dropped by a check for about $17,000. I know that's one of many. So what have been kind of specifically some of the bigger donations given out this year by the foundation?
The memorable grants this year, and there have been several, but typically at the end of the year, the board awards what's called the Irving J. Simons Award, which can be up to $40,000. It's a proactive grant that goes out to a deserving nonprofit in the community. But this year, rather than waiting to the end of the year, they awarded it back in March to Dennis and Sarah Jones of Sierra Repertory Theater, kind of to coincide with Dennis and Sharon's retirement. So that was a memorable $40,000 grant. The other thing that we did is we helped support the Big Dreams Playground project. And this is a very worthy project that's been in the works for years. And Sarah Garcia, who is the president, and her board have been working diligently and faithfully trying to raise funds for that project. And I'm happy to say that we were able to step in primarily with the support of a $50,000 donation from an anonymous donor to help them get much closer to their goal. And they are hopeful of breaking ground on that universally accessible park out in Tuolumne next year. Meals on Wheels, Sierra Senior Providers program that many of us know of and support, experienced a financial shortfall this year because of a loss of funding. And we were able to partner with some of our donor fund representatives. Those are individuals who have funds at the Sonora Area Foundation to give a $60,000 grant to the Meals on Wheels program. And then the one that you just mentioned, which I'm particularly proud of, again, because of our ability to partner with our donors, we were able to give a sizable donation to Interfaith.
Yeah, that is a lot of money being given out by the Sonora Area Foundation. It seems like we really have a generous community, it sounds like.
I'm stunned consistently on how generous our community is and how giving and how not so much deep pockets, because that implies wealth, but digging deeper, I guess, would be the better term, because that seems to be the common theme in Tuolumne County.
A couple of those awards, you mentioned the SRT grant, the Irving J. Simons Award to Dennis and Sarah Jones on their behalf. You know, what will that money help them do now at SRT?
So interestingly, with our competitive grant program, which many people are familiar with, that's where nonprofits will actually apply to us. And Lynn Freer prepares that application and presents it to the board for consideration. That has to be very specific as to what they will do with the money and what the benefit is going to be to the community. But with the proactive grant program and the Irving J. Simons Award that went to SRT, the nonprofit really has the flexibility to use that particular grant as needed to support their programs. And so SRT has specific initiatives that they plan to help fund with that grant. And it's basically supporting all of the SRT programs.
If organizations want to submit grant applications to the foundation, you know, how does that process work?
We'd like to think that it's a fairly streamlined process. All of the information is available on our website at sonora-area.org. If you go to grants, there is a template there which will walk you through the procedure. But basically, it's just obtaining the necessary information so that we can present the application to the board in its best light in order for it to be considered.
Yeah, those big grants, like the $60,000 going to Meals on Wheels, the $50,000 to the Big Dreams Playground, it's got to be kind of a fun position for you and the board members to be able to let these organizations know that that much money is coming their way.
Whenever you get a chance to give out a grant award, and it's to a worthy cause, and we have so many of them in the community, it is fulfilling, and it is a reminder of the work that we do. But it also comes with a responsibility that at having the dollars available is terrific. But I, in particular, I really feel that the weight of that responsibility of making sure that the dollars are placed as efficiently and as effectively as possible. But you're right, BJ. The Big Dreams Park particularly got on my radar because the $50,000 anonymous donor was accompanied by a $40,000 grant from our board. So that went a long way towards bringing that project home.
A lot more to talk about with Daryl Slocum, the executive director of the Sonora Area Foundation, coming up on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. A programming note, this will be the final Motherlode Views show of 2017. We'll be taking a couple of weeks off with the Christmas and New Year's holidays. We'll be back the first week of January with a full slate of new shows focused on issues of importance to the Motherlode. We'll return with our second segment with Daryl Slocum, the Sonora Area Foundation executive director, in just a minute.